Like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 was going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Well, who are some of the fighters?
Not Willica. You could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boone. Jimmy Paul. Sorry, Holmes. All your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
25 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It was boxing light this week, and maybe I'll get to some results in the last segment of the show, but not too much happening in the world of boxing. Of course, July 4th, the big weekend, Independence Weekend here in the U.S. of A. I hope everybody around the world is enjoying the holiday, because every day should be a holiday. In fact, every day is a holiday when I have my next guest on, because he is so easy to interview. I'm talking about Texas manager and the manager of the aforementioned Austin Trout, Mr. Bob Spagnuolo. What's up, Big Bob?
How you doing, Pete?
Pretty good. How yourself and the family?
Happy holiday.
Yeah, happy. Yeah. July 4th, you know, it's just another one. You mark it down like, you know, like all the lines, a four lines straight. Then you put the line through it for five. Well, I've got a whole lot of those now at 57 straight up. We're looking at time is maybe not on our side, but we'll talk about straight up the sport of boxing right now. What happened to the fight between Tony Mundine and Austin Trout? It was supposed to happen in Australia like last year, wasn't it? Or here in the States.
I think it's closer to 2 years ago. Listen, like a lot of these things, Mundine's a huge star. People don't realize it'd be like if the best running back in the NFL turned professional fighter in the United States. Every fight he's ever had was on pay-per-view and has been on pay-per-view in his home country. And the negotiations got bogged down and it didn't happen.
Okay. What's Austin doing? What's next for Mr. Trout?
Well, this thing has just kind of not happened, so we're sitting down trying to make a plan to go forward. And I was speaking to Al Haymon, and it's funny because throughout our career in this, the network says you got to do this, or the sanctioning body says no, you have to fight this guy, and no, you have to. But it's really, it's not that, they're trying to make good fights that make sense. And, they're not answering to all these higher powers. It's kind of a very different situation than we faced a long time in our career.
Question, how can Bob Arum sue anybody and call anybody in the court when all the stuff that I've got on the Arum tapes, the top ranked tapes, how can he go into court and sue anybody saying that anybody's like less than he, when straight up the former United States Attorney General, I mean, he's got some guys in his office that have committed some felonies. They've done some fight fixing. I mean, it's there.
You know something? It's I don't know if it was Nishi or Stalin or whoever that got up and said, you tell a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. So some of these guys, I just think, read their own press clippings or whatever, and they're never. And he's a massive. Bob's a great example of a guy that, when it comes to getting caught in a bold-faced lie, he just moves right on to the next deal. He doesn't get bogged down in small details like that.
Of course, a man that said yesterday I was lying to you, but today I'm telling you the truth. Should that be his epitaph?
Well, hey, listen, I don't ever worry about...
No, I'm serious.
I mean, I'm sure that's not what's going to be on his memorial, but at the same time, that's all on the people that write those things. It's, salesmen and promoter, they're really the same thing, and they're not necessarily a compliment, but, it, you know, some people seem to do it with a lot of grace and character, and then some not so much.
Okay, let's go back to the boxing establishment, because that's what Arum represents, the boxing establishment. This new guy on the block, Al Haymon, moving in with Premier Boxing Champions. Of course, Al Haymon and Bob Arum are now in a lawsuit. Arum is suing Al Haymon for fraud. He's claiming that Al Haymon pulled Andy Lee out of a fire, not Andy Lee, Kid Chocolate out of a fight where he was going to make $1.2 million. I think if Al Haymon pulled the guy out of a fight where he was making some money, he'd compensate the guy nicely, wouldn't he?
Well, hey, listen, I have no personal idea about that match, but my experience with him has been that, listen, Pedro, when I started in this business, guys, to get started, were getting paid $300 and $400 a fight, you know, and it's 35, 40 years later, and they still want to give a prelim fighter the same meager. And, you know, that's for a W, obviously, but a W can become a loss very easily, if we all know, in this business. So it's no, look, there's more, kids are getting paid more money, and some of the establishment, whoever that is, they don't like it. They'd rather, you know, for years they told us, hey, listen, the TV's paying this, the gate's going to be this, I take this, and this much is left for you. I always give the analogy that it's like, you know, they go to the palm for a nice dinner, and later you and the fighter go to the buffet, and you know, what's ever left over, that's what you get. So right now they're playing, fighters are being paid historically way more money than they have, and that's what these people hate, because they're driving up the price, and oh my God, these people might have to reach to their pocket and spend what they consider their money, and it's really someone else getting hit in the head to earn that money. So you know, I'm all for guys getting paid more money, even if it isn't my guy. We all know what's good. Guys are holding out in this business right now, waiting to get, you know, get to join the Al Haymon team, because the money is so much better. And when it comes down to getting hit in the head, that really should be a big factor.
It sure should. Manager extraordinaire Bob Spagnuolo, who's managed many people, of course, the statistically the greatest bantamweight champion of all time. Didn't Orlando had the most defenses, didn't he?
The most defenses and the longest reign. And, you know, it's hard to compare guys from one time to another. But, you know, Orlando traveled all over the world. He didn't stay in well. A lot of these guys with long reigns, they stay at home. They, you know, they've got great reigns, of great crowds behind them. But he went all around the world, and I think that that was, you know, indicative of the great fighter that he was.
Okay, we're talking about Orlando Canizales, of course, the former world bantamweight champion, 118 pounds. Now, he came into San Jose to fight Gerardo Martinez. You remember that. Of course, Gerardo Martinez, and I want to tell the story, Bob, because maybe you remember this. He fought Perez for the WBC 122-pound title, I believe.
And no, it was 18.
It was 118-pound title. Okay, 118-pound title at the Forum. And what happened before the fight was concerned is he had a brand new pair of boxing shoes, and somebody sprayed WD-40 on the soles of his shoes. I kid you not. And the reason why I know this is because as an investigative reporter, I got these shoes and took them to a chemist here in Silicon Valley, and he told me there was a lubricant on the bottom of the shoes. As we found out later, years later, when Pancho Lopez, originally with Jimmy Montoya, but on his deathbed, he told Mike Hara that he was the one that put the oil on the shoes. And that was of all the stuff I've heard done to people, that was one of that and the Panama Lewis guy when they took the padding out of the gloves. Those are two of the most egregious things I've ever heard about in the world of boxing. I mean, because he went out there and he was on ice skates.
Remember the tape? I mean, you talk about a picture of 1,000 words. I mean, it was, you know, and they, as they were trying to explain to us what was happening, as this guy looked like a guy out on a ice skating rink with, you know, with loafers as he was flying all over the place, literally. And he was a tough, ballsy fighter that only wanted to fight, but he couldn't get 2 feet on the ground. And they were explaining maybe it's the rosin and he's got the old style Mexican shoes and maybe they're not used to the painted canvas. Remember?
Yeah. You know what I learned about that fight, though? You never wear leather-soled shoes, ever, 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 and you never wear brand-new boxing shoes the first time to a fight. I think you need to work them, wear them a couple of times,
well,
maybe once or twice.
Absolutely, but that goes regardless of the surface. You don't ever want it to be your first night because, you know, shoes can be problematic, and if you're out there doing your thing, you're going to have blisters popping up. I've had a fighter that ended up with the complete bottoms of his feet all being one huge blister.
Was that when Canizales fought Paul Gonzalez up at Lake Tahoe?
Yes, it was.
Man, Paul Gonzalez, why was he such a disappointment as a pro? I mean, as an amateur, he was like the gold medalist in the Olympics. They were talking about winning titles like at 19 different divisions, and he like fizzled out.
Well, I mean, listen, Paul was a great fighter. And I mean, back when the Cubans fought the United States and Russia, Paul beat everyone. Yep. And he was a great tactical fighter. And he outboxed us even though he got off the deck. And it was no flash down, knockdown. We flattened his ass in Lake Tahoe. But he got up and he outboxed Orlando. He was a great tactician and had great lateral movement. But, you know, in pro boxing, you got to have some pop, you know, you got to be able to keep guys off you. And, it was the same with the great John Howard Davis, possibly one of the greatest amateur fighters any of us have ever seen in our lifetime. But he got into the pros and all the things that were great as an amateur boxer, sometimes in the pros, not so much. But I always tell everybody, who is the number two amateur to Howard Davis all those years? It's hard to remember back. But it was the Hawk, Aaron Pryor. He couldn't beat John in the amateurs, but John could never get to his level as a pro.
And the Hawk beat Hearns and Leonard, right? Yeah, I know he beat
as
Hearns.
As an amateur.
Yeah, as an amateur.
Yeah, No. Oh, Pryor was, Pryor had a great amateur style, but he also had a super pro style because he...
was a windmill.
Exactly, and he had some smoke on those. Some of those, he would hit the fourth and fifth punch of his combination sometimes had more mustard on it than the first and second.
It had some smoke and some snort. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, all across America, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line, that's happening as well. The Skype address, Sports Byline, and the number 2. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide, but check it. Saturday nights, I'm Johnny Taco. From 10 p.m. to midnight, 10 p.m. Pacific time to midnight, we do Sports Overnight America. You get to see me in a different light. We talk all sports, but straight up, we spend a long time, a major part of the show, on combat sports. Straight up, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Saturday nights, 10 p.m., featuring myself, the great Johnny Taco, of course, Big D, Dominic Jimenez, hey, Zach Attack Young, and Pete Militia. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This is Sports Byline.